I thought about our conversation in the car, about her refusal to choose a path. I knew better than to use that word, but it seemed like that's what she was lacking. Out of all the things you told me you enjoy earlier, which ones do you like the best? What could you see getting up in the morning to do every day? She peered at me for several seconds, but I couldn't read her expression. I was starting to think I'd pushed too much. Before I could decide whether I should back down, Harper put her hand on the back of my head and pulled me toward her until our mouths collided in an ungentle kiss. Her lips pressed against mine. Then, before I could register the taste of her, she pulled back, leaving half an inch of space between us as our gazes met and we took each other in. I could pull away. I knew I could end this, but I wasn't thinking so much as reacting. I wanted a better taste of her. I reached for her, ran my hand through her hair to grasp her head and bring her soft, alluring mouth back to mine. She met me halfway, our breaths mingling as we kissed, our lips lingering, tasting. When our tongues touched, a groan escaped from me. Our connection exploded as our tongues twisted and probed at each other. My body was all on board in mere seconds, aching for more of her. She ran her hand up my bare chest. All I could think about was more skin-to-skin contact. But moving would mean breaking contact, and I couldn't get enough of her sweet taste, her confident kiss. Before I could think past that need, she ended the kiss, ducking her chin, both of us catching our breath. She took her hand back and faced straight ahead again, not looking at me.
"I don't want to talk about what might drive me," she said quietly. "And I definitely don't want to talk about kissing you."
Harper stood, the water pouring off her lower body. I sat there in the shallow water, my brain still trying to catch up, torn between wanting to follow her to the guest room and knowing damn well it was smarter to let her walk away.
"I'm so sorry, Max. I'm going to go dry off and try to sleep."
Before I could figure out what to say, she pivoted, walked out of the lake, and headed to her room. I sat there, my pulse still pounding blood down to my dick as I tried to figure out what the fuck had just happened.